Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's our time to talk to Phil Mateer.
Yeah, our insider joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco Mayor London Breed is downplaying on KCBS a reported dispute with the National Weather Service over the agency's New Year's Eve forecast. Officials had predicted 2 to 3 inches of rain, but the city actually saw almost 5.5 inches, with the water inundating some businesses south of Market. Phil, how did this dispute start, and what's the mayor saying now?
Well, the dispute started when the rain started, and the amount of rain. What we had is a weather report that said 2 to 3 inches. We wound up with 5.5, as you said, one of the biggest we've seen in 100 years or so. Now, the question is, like, what was to be expected, and was the city ready for it? The bottom line is that the mayor said at the press conference that she'd expected, been told that it was going to be less than an inch. Well, I mean, anybody that was around KCBS or listening to the weather knew it was going to be more than that. But the fact of the matter is that we have a problem in San Francisco. It goes beyond just how much rain fell. The city has some infrastructure problems that it's got to address and fix. It's not the first time we've had this problem, and it won't be the last time, because we'd have to do about $600 million worth of work if we want to correct some of this.
So it's all good with the National Weather Service then, huh?
Well, it's going to have to be. I'm going to tell you something, Patty. What they don't like is the back and forth. And what we had here was the Mayor Breed, her comments were caught up. They were spread around nationally. And today the Weather Service called. Ken Graham, who's the head of it, called to explain, his side of it. She called and sort of said, well, look, I don't have a beef with you. I didn't mean to. As she said on KCBS today, she's not passing blame, and that her comments were taken out of context. Well, she's not passing blame, but her comments weren't taken out of context. They were in context, and it was, I wouldn't say passing, but it was deflecting. What's the difference there, Brett and Patty? What's the difference between passing and deflecting blame?
I know we can split hairs here, but what do you think is going to happen to the relationship between the National Weather Service and San Francisco? It's a pretty important one.
Well, it's going to continue it's going to continue because, it's not like you can do without the National Weather Service, and the National Weather Service is going to be happy to be keeping San Francisco happy. In the midst of, the storm, the mayor got a call from Vice President Kamala Harris before this blew, asking her, if everything was okay. When we have that kind of sway and that kind of pull, you're going to get a call to make sure everybody's happy. We're not. But, it's an interesting note. I was talking to some people at City Hall. It's interesting to note that, yes, everybody was upset about the miscast on the New Year's Eve. But just last night, we were expecting 2 to 3 inches, and we got less than 2 inches in San Francisco. And I don't think anybody was calling the National Weather Service and saying you got it wrong that time. If it's dry, it's okay. If it's wet, everybody has to pay.
Yeah. And weather forecasting is not an exact science. That's what you're saying.
No, exactly. It is. Now, here's the thing, though. Whether it was 3 inches, 4 inches, or 5 inches, the question remains, was San Francisco ready for it? And the answer is no. And we hear a lot about climate change, and we have to be more in tune for this and be ready for it. Well, you can't just say climate change after the fact. You have to have it going before. And maybe we will, because you know something? There's more rain coming. So there may be even more conversations between the mayor and the head of the National Weather Service.
KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.